Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, March 2nd, 2020. Fight for your freedom. Rock'em sock'em political day. We'll get to that in a moment. But every day I'm going to give you a coronavirus update so you can panic more if you'd like to. And my theory is that some people, their lives are so boring that this is kind of exciting, this coronavirus. And they like to get involved. Oh, we better stockpile stuff and the zombies may come, you know, because they don't really have a lot going on. For me, I'm not panicked. The coronavirus is bad. They're not going to have a vaccine like that. It's going to be around for a few months, but the death rate is going to be low in the United States. Some people get it, but I don't think it's going to be anything that makes most Americans, 330 million of us, uncomfortable. So I went to the Islander Bruin game, hockey game, on Saturday. Sold out. Not a lot of people were panicking about the virus. I was happy to see that. But in conversation, you know, I know people are getting a lot of water in and freeze-dried stuff. And we actually, on this program, we have advertisers. So if you're going to do that, go to our people because they're really good at it. Don't buy the stuff that just the mice are going to eat, all right? So anyway, coronavirus, 90,000 around worldwide. Nobody really knows, but that's the estimate they're throwing out. USA, 90 cases, you know, they give or take, they don't really know. Globally, the disease has killed 3,000 again. They don't know. These are just estimates they're throwing out there. But everybody's watching it. One thing that was disturbing was that the guards in the Louvre Museum in Paris didn't show up to work. And so they had to close the museum. That was bad. You know, come on. I don't understand that kind of ridiculous. So I hope those guards are suspended. There are people in Paris who want that money, you know, and to hire people who show up for work. I thought that was bad. This has been politicized, the coronavirus in the USA. You all know it. I don't really have to go over. The people who hate Trump are trying to blame Trump to say he's doing X, Y, and Z. To me, it looks like the federal government is doing what it should do. To me. You know, President Trump is basically laying out, look, we're watching it, and here's who's in charge, and okay. I mean, what else am I supposed to do? Right? So there's a new woman, Deborah B-I-R-X. Bricks, I guess her name is. She's added to Pence's team, Pence's overall, you know, quality control of the coronavirus stuff. And she was the State Department's top AIDS official. Deborah Bricks, appointed by Barack Obama. So that's good. I mean, she knows communicable diseases. So every day we're going to give you off the top of the No Spin News, what's the latest. And, you know, if you're panicking out there, you don't panic. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
All right, Democratic race, Mayor Pete's gone. Steyer's gone. Amy Klobuchar's gone. So from what I can understand, elements of the moderate Democratic Party. We're talking people like Podesta, Rahm Emanuel, these people. They kind of whispered into Mayor Pete's ear and Klobuchar's ear, get out because Biden's going to need your votes tomorrow. So Klobuchar's endorsing Biden. I think Mayor Pete will too. And you would say, well, why would Klobuchar get out? She's a primary in her home state. She might win it because there were promises made to her. You know, if you're a team player, you know the team player stuff. Down the road, same thing with Mayor Pete. Look, you're not going to win. Klobuchar knows she's not going to win. So if you get out now, those votes go to Biden because the establishment Democrats don't want Bernie Sanders. We'll help you out down the road. All right? So that's the deal. I'm 100% on that. Because Warren, she is still in. She can't win. But they don't want her to drop out. They, the moderate Democrats, because if she drops out, those votes might go to Bernie. They want her to stay in. And Warren is such an egomaniac that she'll probably stay in, although I might eat those words later on tonight. Maybe there's some pressure being put upon her to get out so that it would balance the Klobuchar-Pete stuff. Remember, Senator Klobuchar has already endorsed Biden, and Buttigieg will. Okay, so tomorrow, Super Tuesday, all know that, 16 votes, 16 states. A couple of polls, new polls, Emerson in California. That's a big one, California, obviously. Sanders leads 38, Biden 21, Warren 16, Bloomberg 11. Bad showing by Bloomberg in this Emerson poll in California. You got Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina. We have a poll, High Point University, Sanders 31, Bloomberg 18, North Carolina, Biden 14. I think Biden will do better than that in North Carolina. Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas. We have a Emerson poll in Texas, Sanders 31, Biden 26. That's close, Texas. So Texas could go to Biden. Biden wins Texas. That's going to hurt Bernie Sanders. And Utah, Vermont, and Virginia. We don't have polling on that. So tomorrow night, I will be here live at 9 o'clock. Now, California polls will be closed, but almost everybody else will be. And I'll, you know, I'll have a... It's an important day tomorrow for the country. And I'll have the inside stuff for you, I promise. Now, on June 12th, the first Who Wants to Be President show will be in Indiana, Fort Wayne, in conjunction with WOWO. We'll link you right over to the box office. Father's Day and Mother's Day gift tickets. I can't do many shows. Maybe I'll do four or five before Election Day. I'm trying to get them around the country, okay? But the Fort Wayne show is the first one. It's half sold out already. It's only been on sale for a week. So get them. Father's and Mother's Day gifts. They'll never forget it. All right? And it's a nice area. You drive in from a couple hours away. You fly in. They got a nice little airport there. And you'll have fun. Heartland of America. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer.
Okay, so Saturday Night Live is done what I was talking to Eddie Scarry about. In the beginning, with Belushi and Aykroyd, Chevy Chase and Gilda Radner, Garrett Morris and Lorraine Newman, that was just a funny show. Now, that was Vietnam time. And it was, you know, you could tell they were kind of sympathetic to the left, but everybody could have laughs. Now it's a liberal show. They made it a liberal show because NBC is a liberal network. All right, and they target left wingers. That's who they want. That's their core audience. So I know that. You know that. I don't watch it a lot. Alec Baldwin's tired with the Trump thing. Very tired. They did a cold open on this Saturday. And the only reason I paid attention is because I like John Mulaney, the host. Very funny young comic. And he's a writer for Saturday Night Live. But they did something that was genuinely funny. Roll it.
No Purell. I got a bottle of that junk, and on the label, it says it kills 99.99% of germs. What happens to the top 0.01%? Why are we protecting them? I say enough with the potions. Just use good old-fashioned bar soap and scalding hot water. Now, I might get in trouble for saying this, but you know who was great at washing his hands? Joseph Stalin.
Great line. Great line. Just wanted to point it out. All right. Once again, tomorrow live on at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Super Tuesday. A lot of implications for the country. We'll have the truth right here. Spread it around. It's open to everybody tomorrow. So your pinheady friends who don't want to fork over a little money to be educated and to get honest reporting, tell them, 9 o'clock. All right, by that time, if you're not bored by cable news, I don't know. We will not bore you. Open to everybody, 9 Eastern Time, Super Tuesday, right here. See you then.